Unitego will receive. It will go left to right. But again, Sydney loves these little squib kick kind of onside jobbies. And let's see what they decide to do here. Here's Ethan Finch. Runs up to the ball. He's just going to kick it deep. And this will roll on the ground. It will be fielded here by Unitego at their own 20. And they will pick it up and maybe gain about 3 yards here. A good little return for Unitego, despite everybody coming after him. Nick Carpenter there, the lone Franklin player on this Unitego team. We should give credit to him. Moves it up 3 yards, and that's where Unitego will start the second half.
You know, I'm going to give that kid a lot of credit because there wasn't another Unitego Spartan within 30 yards of him where he picked that ball up because of the way they're protecting against the onside kick. Nice job by Sydney to switch it up a little bit and kick it a little deeper there. And this drive's going to start a little further deeper in the Spartan territory.
Spartans with the hunter gray tops, the black pants, and the white helmets. They are going left to right on your radio dial. Sydney's in the white tops, the gray pants, and the maroon helmets here, folks. And it's 24-21 as we start the second half. Sydney on top. Unitego wants to run the ball right up the middle, but again, they hit the Great Wall of China there, and maybe a gain of one on the play.
Yeah, there was an old announcer at Sydney that always used to say, he's brought down by a host, the Warrior tackle.
And that's what it was. That's what it was right there. They will say no gain on the play. So I'm sure Unitego would like nothing more than a long, time-consuming drive where they pick up the first downs that they need. They had a 17-play, 50-yard drive last week, so we know they can do it. And they ran the ball 60 times a week ago against Groton. So let's see if they ground and pound here on this one. Quarterback keeper for Smith bounces to the outside, but Sydney collapsing well. Again, nowhere to go. Lucas Tanner and the rest of the Sydney defense is right there. Third and long coming up here for Unitego.
That was two plays back-to-back, and pretty much everybody from the Sydney Warriors was involved on the tackle at some point. So good job of them rushing to the ball.
Well, we said, you know, for a long time, Coach Matthews in the mid to late 90s, early 2000s ran this offense that Unitego was running. So was there somebody who was better suited to try to shut it down than him? I guess the answer is he's the one to try to stop it.
Yeah, they definitely had their opportunity to run it, so you know that he knows how to adjust and to stop it as well.
So here's Unitego. They're going to go for it here on the third and 10. They throw across the middle, almost intercepted there by Lucas Tanner, but it was a little bit of a hot potato. Falls down to his feet. Fourth down coming up here for Unitego.
Yeah, that would have been a big, big turnover because there was not a lot of green in front. Well, there was a lot of green grass, but there was not a lot of green uniforms in front of Lucas. If he caught that, I think he'd taken that to the house for six.
So Smith is back in punt formation. Nobody is back for Sydney, to receive, which normally you see Nate Bibbert back there, but they're going to just make sure that Unitego doesn't pull any tricks. A good punt here by Jared Smith. Takes a Unitego bounce, actually hits the official, and that's where it stops at the 35. Wow, that's a tough break there.
Oh, my goodness. That was probably going to go another 10 to 15 yards further down the field. Bounced one time and hits it back, Judge, right in the legs and stopped at the 35.
Tough break.
Still a good punt, though.
Oh, great punt. Tough break, though, for Unitego, as Sydney now will get the ball at their own 34 as they go left to right. So Unitego can't convert anything there on that first drive of the second half. And Sydney, the offense, will go right back to work here. With 10:23 to go third quarter, they lead 24-21 in the Section 4 Class D championship game. Sydney hands off Dawson Backus, runs outside. He's going to pick up five here on first down. And Backus is having another great night here for Sydney.
Yeah, and that's the thing we talked about in the first half that they did, and they are starting it off again, I'm sure, because they're not going to abandon Mr. Hoskins and Bibbert and Ethan Finch. They're going to do it they're going to have a diversified attack against the Spartans, so you can't set on one thing and key on one thing.
24-21, Sydney with the ball. 9:50 to go here in this third quarter, second and four here for the Warriors, their first drive of the second half, and a great play by Dawson Wilsey coming through and ripping down Dawson Backus in the backfield.
Dawson Wilsey, I think that was the plan right there. We're going to send backers from the second level. Once you guys get engaged in the front with the big guys up front, Reed and Jacob Morrison, then we're going to send a backer from one side to the other.
Dawson on Dawson crime right there. Wilsey brings down back at third and five here for Sydney. And did anybody jump? No flags out on the play. Smith with the play clock at 15 looks back over to the bench, does a good job to recollect his thoughts here. And here's Darren Smith, the quarterback, gets the snap, throws to the far side, and this one is complete for Hoskins. Gets it up to the 50 before he's knocked out of bounds. No, stays in bounds. dragging a couple tacklers down into Unitigo territory to the 35.
It's just unbelievable to watch him catch the ball, and then he has the innate ability to make somebody miss. And then he's not an easy guy to bring down. And then the other thing he brings with it, he doesn't mind a hit.
No.
So he's going to make you tackle him the right way, or otherwise he's going to blow right through your arm, and he's going to continue down the field.
And it was good coverage there by Unitigo's Johnny Havens, who's an athletic kid and is doing his best to stay with him. Smith throws over the middle. Ethan Finch with an acrobatic catch, catches it at the 20 before he's brought down, and another first down here for Sydney.
Spinning 180 degrees through the air, reached back, grabbed the ball. What a phenomenal catch by Ethan Finch, and a great throw by Darren Smith.
My goodness, Sydney again moving the ball very well. First and 10 here for the Warriors coming up. 8:50 to go here in this third quarter. It's 24-21. Everybody is seeming to make plays here tonight for Sydney, whether it be Finch, Parker Boyce, of course, Hoskins. You know, Vibbert has been a little quiet, but sometimes when the other options are working, you just continue to go to them.
And it could be because they're keying on Vibbert.
And here it is, a handoff here to Dawson Backus, up the middle, down to the 10, to the 5, and he's almost to the end zone, maybe brought down at the goal line, and it looks like it's going to be a first and goal coming up here for Sydney.
Okay, first and goal for the Warriors, and with 8:20 to go in the first quarter, this is going to be a big point right here. If the Sydney Warriors can put the points on the board here, go, let's see, it would be 8, and that would be 11-point lead.
Yeah. So Sydney here is going to have a direct snap to Darren Smith. Tries to go up the middle. I believe the ball was loose, though, and I think Sydney fell on it here. Let's see. I don't know. This is going to be tough. Unitigo might have fallen on it. Yes, Unitigo comes up with the fumble recovery in the back of the end zone. Smith tried a quarterback keeper, and Gavin Howard comes up with the football in the back of the end zone. Wow.
Unbelievable. I mean, here we go again, shooting themselves in the foot. Four downs to score and fumble on the first down, and Unitigo recovers, and now the Spartans will take over first and 10 on their own 20-yard line.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, we've seen Darren Smith run the ball a little bit more the last couple of weeks, and he hasn't been afraid to do it, and I think he wanted that one. But just as he hit the pile, boof, right out of his hands and into the end zone. I don't think many people saw it either, except Unitigo fell right on it. It was a great play.
And again, you know, it's the same thing. You just never know, you know, with those officials having to make the call. Did he break the plane? Did he not break the plane? It's hard to tell from here, but obviously he did not before he fumbled. Otherwise, it would be a 6 points instead of a turnover.
So here we go for Unitigo as they dodge another bullet and stay in this game. And 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's 24-21.
And Dawson Wilson just carried the ball for Unitigo, and he was running to the right side, and I've never seen this kid do this. He caught on a dime. And, I mean, came back to the left side, and I'm not sure if it was Lucas Tanner for number 9 for Sydney or Jimenez on the outside, but they made a touchdown saving tackle right there.
Yeah, that was a great play for Dawson Wilson, but an even better play by the Sydney defense. Second and 3, Unitigo with the ball on the 27, and they'll try to run it up the middle again, right into a pile of bodies, and maybe a yard or two on the play.
Yeah, it'll bring up third down and probably 1 yard for the first down at about the 29-yard line.
So a third and 1, big play here for Unitigo. If they could move the chains here, give themselves a little breathing room, I think it would be a confidence boost as well. So here we go. Smith gets the play from the sideline. 15 on the play clock. 7 minutes to go on the game clock here, third quarter. Still a close one in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game live here from Ty Cobb Stadium. Third and 1 for Unitigo. They hand it off. Zach Youngs gets plenty. Needed one, and I'd say he got about 3, and they moved the chains here for the Spartans.
Yep, so the Spartans will continue the drive here with a first and 10.
So a great job there by the Spartans. They move it up to the 29-yard line, and now that clock continuing to move. And, boy, you think about the points that Sydney has maybe left on the board here. Has to be frustrating, but, hey, they still have the lead by 3. But Unitigo fans, they got to be breathing a sigh of relief after that one.
Yeah, that would have been huge if they put points on the board right there.
They hand it off here to the outside for Unitigo. Hoskins with a big tackle there, as that was Zach Youngs bouncing to the outside. Actually, it was Wilsey. Excuse me. Youngs was the lead blocker. Maybe a gain of 1.
He was brought down on the play by number 2 and number 10, Alex Hoskins, for the Sydney Warriors. Number 2 is Tanner Gifford. He's had a couple big plays tonight.
Yeah, that, you know, is another case of the young guys that you talked about in the pregame on both these sides. Unitico does have 17 seniors, so they've been here before, but they do have a cast of characters, some young guys who are coming up who are going to be the future. Mike Rose is still on the sideline, by the way, for Unitico. We'll hope that he can get back in here in the second half. He had a leg injury late there in the first half. Second and 7. Unitico again trying to run up the middle, this time with Wilsey. Will not be denied. Needed 7. I think he got 6. Going to be a 3rd and short coming up. Dawson Wilsey trying to put Unitico on his back.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny what they've done. They've really switched their offense up again. I mean, that's amazing. They're really running power eye kind of formation right now, with the quarterback being under center instead of receiving the snap in the shotgun formation. And I'll tell you what, you do that at halftime, you know what, Sydney's expecting you to come out in the double wing, and all of a sudden you're in a different formation. That's great coaching.
Yeah. Coach McCroney seems to have a wrinkle for everything. 5:20 to go here, third quarter. Still a three-point game, 24-21, Sydney on top of Unitico. Unitico trying for a long drive here. They go with Wilsey. He fumbled. It's loose on the ground, and, of course, both sides pointing that they both have it. We haven't seen who officially has it yet from the Zebra Crew. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile. It appears that Unitico is going to come back with it.
Yeah, the official on this side is marking second down, so I do believe Unitico will keep the ball. They did gain about 2 yards on the play to bring down, actually the yardage marker 3 yards, so it'll be second down and 7, and the ball is on the 46-yard line of Unitico.
And again, that clock continuing to move here in a three-point game. Unitico managing to keep this one tight, and this is a fast-moving third quarter, folks. The green, black, and white here of Unitico moving in on a 2nd and 7. They go right back to Wilsey, and again, he drives the pile forward. Going to be very close to a first down, if not just a yard short, and Wilsey just will not be denied.
No, he's just, like I said, he just does not let go down easily. He just keeps running low, keeps his pads behind him, and, you know, I keep the pads low level, and just runs right behind those pads and keeps his legs chugging, so it's 3rd down and 1. And the ball is on the Sydney 48-yard line.
Yep, so they're in the Sydney territory, 3rd and 1. And between Youngs and Wilsey, just great, great running here for Unitico on this drive. 3:55 to go, third quarter. Still a three-point game. And let's see, we have a little timeout on the field here. Appears to be official timeout as one of the Sydney Warriors getting a minute here. Looks like Ed Reiner is going to have a chance to fix his helmet, and now we can get back underway.
Yep, winding the clock now, so the Unitico Spartans are coming back to the line of scrimmage to run the play on 3rd and 1.
So this is going to be a big one here for Unitico on a 3rd and 1. Smith looking at the play clock. It's down to 10. Here's the snap. They're going to hand off to Youngs. He's going to get the first down, driving his way forward, brought down at the 45. But if you're Unitico right now, it doesn't matter if you're getting 2 or 3 yards. You only need one. You get that, and you see what you can do.
Right, and you're, like you said before, they're going to do one of those long, you know, many play drives, so on and so forth, and just waste a lot of time. I mean, we have 3 minutes left in this quarter.
Unitico just chewing clock on this drive, and this is some great football. I can't believe, A, that Sydney got the ball all the way down there, fumbled like they did. This game just finds a way to stay close.
Yeah.
I can't really explain it.
Well, the defense, you know, the Warriors did a great job on that first possession. They really didn't, Unitico didn't move the ball, punted it, and then Sydney got in down to the inside, the 5-yard line, had a chance to score, but fumbled. And another turnover is turning into possible points for the Unitico Spartans.
1st and 10 here, and Smith with a QB keeper picks up 2 as he runs around to the right edge before being brought down. But again, clock continuing to move as Smith goes over and talks to the Unitico Brain Trust here. And head coach Frank McCroney gets the play from the sideline. It's 24-21. And right now the momentum and the speed of the game is playing into Unitigo's favor on this drive. This is the speed I think they want.
Yeah, they definitely are, you know, in a spot where they're very comfortable right at this moment.
2nd and 8 here. Unitico handing off. It's a little double handoff, and Cooper Thayer is brought down to the backfield. The little guy again, Reggie Jimenez, the shortest guy on the field at about 5'3", breaking through and bringing him down.
Yeah, real nice play on the corner by Reggie Jimenez, and actually it was a tackle for a loss, so that would bring up 3rd down and 11 for the Spartans.
Some huge plays tonight from Reggie, wearing number 26 over there. You know, he's a guy that they always rely on. And, you know, from time to time, you hear people talk about his size. Oh, he maybe shouldn't be out there. You hear all that. But tonight, he is absolutely playing great. And I think he's played great all season.
His heart holds 6'5", 280.
Yeah, it really does. certainly does. Third and 11 here. Unitego really trying to move the ball now. They're going to go to the air. They got Cooper Thayer down the field, and they overthrow him by about 2 yards. If he had caught that in stride, he would have been in. But down the right wing side, just a little overthrown.
Cooper Thayer crossed the face of Tanner Gifford, and then it was off to the races, and that pass was not missed by much and probably would have been 6 points for the Spartans. They're in Sydney Warrior territory at about the 46-yard line, and we'll see what they do here. It looks like they're going to try to punt.
Looks like they will punt. As Tim said, Smith is back on the 45. This is about the same field position where they tried to fake last week. Fourth and 11 here as they trail by three. He is going to punt it, and he has to give a short punt here because the pressure was coming. Does get it up in the air, and it goes down to the 25, and that's where Sydney is going to take over as they will go right to left with a minute 37. This has been a fast-moving third quarter with the score Sydney 24, Unitego 21 in the Section 4 Class D championship game.
Okay, I'm going to throw it out there. Minute 9, we saw Harper's last and almost score against the Sydney Warriors last week. Can the Sydney Warriors score in a minute 37? What do you think?
Well, I know they certainly can. Do I think they're going to do it right here? I think the third quarter is going to end with this same score. That might be the kiss of death right there. I'm not sure. But Unitego defense has got to step up here, that's for sure. 24-21 the score. Sydney is going to hand this one off the back as he's got a full head of steam, but he's brought down here by the Unitego defense after a gain of about 3. Minute 30, and the clock continues to tick down here late in the third quarter.
Yeah, they're probably further down the field right now than they want to try to take a shot at the end zone. So I'm expecting you're going to see a little bit of Dawson. You're going to see a little bit of the out passes to Alex Hoskins and Parker Boyce. And maybe we'll even get to see Bibber get involved here tonight.
Again, the winner of this game will get the winner of Section 3 between Dodgeville and Onondaga. That final is tomorrow. And here on second and 5, they go to Hoskins on the right wing side. First down and more as he's dragged out of bounds at the 44, and Hoskins just continues his huge pace here tonight.
Yeah, he's on pace for just record numbers. I mean, I'm not even really positive. I'm going to say he's got to be close to 150.
Oh, I think more, yeah. He, last week he had 12 catches for 180 yards. I'd say he's got to be close already. He had the 50-yard touchdown. He had a 30-yard touchdown. He's got to be up there very, very close for sure. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sydney moving the ball again, going right to left. They're at their own 44. Hand off to Backus. First down and more. He picks up 2 extra yards, a gain of 12 right up the cut of the gut, zigging and zagging there for Sydney.
Dawson's play starts off like it's going to go off tackle, and he makes a cut before the line of scrimmage back to the right and just beats the linebacker to the spot and runs it for first down yardage, and Sydney is now into Unitego territory at the 45.
You know, it was just 2 years ago, as Hoskins was a sophomore, got injured against Unitego that first game of the year. You wonder if he's thinking about that in the back of his mind here tonight. Here we go, first and 10. They hand off to Backus, left side sweep. He's at the 40 to the 35 to the 30 before he's knocked out of bounds here by the Unitego defense. And boy, this is a tough one here tonight between these two. No love lost as they knock Backus out of bounds.
Yeah, and that was just, you know, that's the kind of play, just they both were made contact on in the inbound, so they just took it to the outside. It wasn't a malicious hit or anything like that, but these two teams know each other. They're drawn back and forth, a little trash talking and stuff, and just hopefully the officials can control the game and keep kids from making a dumb mistake.
14 seconds to go here in this third quarter. 24-21. Sydney on top of Unitego. The Spartans trying to stop the Warriors once again. Sydney was down here earlier, and they fumbled on the one-yard line in the third quarter. Trying to get those points back as they hand off to Backus. Up the middle again, Wilsey brings them down, as well as Johnny Havens at the 25. And the clock is going to run out here in the third quarter with the score. Sydney 24, Unitego 21. We are one quarter away from crowning the 2016 Section 4 Class D champion. We'll be right back here on CDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151 or 369-4122.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We switch ends of the field to start the fourth quarter live here at Ty Cobb Stadium, Union Endicott High School. Sydney leading Unitego 24-21. Here's a second and three here for the Warriors. They're on the 25-yard line. They hand it off to Hoskins here. A little pass to the outside. First down and more and down to the 15. And boy, once he gets it, he's almost guaranteed to get 10 yards, it seems.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. His ability to run after the catch is just amazing. He's just such a big kid, and he's hard to bring down. And then you throw in the great athletic ability that he has. He'll make you miss, or he'll punish you. So, you know, you have to pick your poison there.
You do. So we'll start the fourth quarter again. We are just one quarter away from crowning a Section 4 Class D champion as Dawson Wilsey comes off the field here, a little shaken up. Appears to be okay. He's kind of looking back out on the field like, all right, I'm going to take my play off and then get back out there. But just getting quickly looked at here by the Spartans training staff is, here's Dawson back. It's a direct snap to him. Cuts it out to the left side. But Johnny Havens and Zach Youngs are there to bring him down on first and 10. Maybe a gain of two on the play there for Sydney.
Yeah, nice little play. They did that before, and it got 6 points for the Warriors. And it was just a direct snap. And, you know, the wildcat look, using your running back and giving your quarterback a play off. And nice job.
24-21 the score. Sydney on top of Unitego as we start the fourth quarter here. Just 1 minute into this fourth quarter, but Sydney is knocking on the door once again. Second and seven, they're on the Unitego 13. They hand it off up the gut again for Backus, all the way down to about the 5 yard line here. Good for a Sydney first down and more.
First and goal, the goal for the Warriors. Didn't we say that once already?
We did.
Quarter or half, I mean?
We certainly did. And again, Sydney took it all the way down to the goal line, then fumbled on the one. But how many more bullets can Unitego dodge here?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, are they going to dodge a bullet, or is Sydney going to shoot themselves in the foot again?
Here we go. It's going to be another direct snap to Backus. Again, runs off to the left side. Touchdown for Sydney. Backus is in, standing up, and the Warriors increase the lead.
Nice to see number six, the guy that normally is carrying the ball, to kick the ball into the end zone for the Warriors for the 6 points.
Nice job there. Dawson Backus, his second touchdown of the night, and it's 30-21, and with a two-point conversion, this could really be a score that has opened up here.
Yeah, it definitely would be huge if they can get it to be, you know, the 11-point lead going into the remaining 10:50 of the fourth quarter.
And with the way the speed of the Unitego offense works, they're going to have to try to speed that up a little bit. And here we go. The gate play for the two-point conversion here is going to be a direct snap, and this one is fumbled in the backfield by Parker Boyce. He has nowhere to go, and Unitego snuffs it out. So it's 30-21. That was a big play there for the Spartans.
Yeah, it is. It's a nine-point lead. It's still a two-possession game for the Spartans, so they have to score, then they have to stop Sydney, and they have to score again. But you know what? We'll see what happens. And like I said, you said it before, Unitego really hasn't tried to throw the ball. They did once on that last drive, and they almost got 6 points out of it. Just a little bit too far for the whiteout.
We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score 30-21. Sydney on top of Unitego on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Sydney with a fresh 30-21 lead. 10:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. Dawson Backus, his second touchdown of the evening. So that's Hoskins with two, Backus with two. And let's see if Sydney goes for the onside kick. They will roll it about the 10-yard, but Unitigo was right there to snuff it out. And the Spartans now are going to start on their own 45.
Yep, big play right there. Nice recovery by the Spartans' second line of players to give them possession.
So this is where the Spartans will start. Still a lot of time left in this game. I mean, if Unitigo can go down and score here again, they're right back in this game. And, boy, now we're going to have a penalty against Sydney.
Yeah, they're going to move it back five more yards and see what Sydney does here. I hope, from this distance, I would hope they, because they'll be kicking from their own 35. Hopefully they'll get it over the top of the two front lines and see what happens with the returner.
So we will kick it off again here, and we'll see if Sydney decides to kick this one deep right now or if they will try the onside again. You would think this penalty would almost help them out if they kick it deep and Unitigo ends up with poor field position. But no, they'll try the onside again. Unitigo's right there. They recover, and now the Spartans are going to start on their own 45. This is very hard for us to understand up here. I guess that's why we're on the radio.
Yeah.
But wow, they'll start on their own 45 once again.
Just shaking my head because I don't understand why we're giving them a short field to run the offense when you know they have to score twice to take the lead of this game. You know, kick it over the heads and make them make a play on the ball, or kick it out of bounds. You know, I mean,
sure.
That's the thing. It's just, you could just do something different than what you've been doing all along.
And so now Unitigo with 10:50 to go here in the fourth quarter will hand it off in excellent field position, and they'll pick up 5 yards here on first and 10. A nice run to the right side there by Zach Young.
Yeah, real nice play. And Zach Young has been the man for Unitigo most of the time since Mike Rose has gone out of the game, and a little help from every now and then from Mr. Wolfie. What are they going to call him, Nate?
There is Nate Wilson,
yeah.
His older brother, who was playing at Brockport last year. He's here tonight watching his younger brother, Dawson, as now a handoff on second and six to go right back to Zach Young. He picks up about five, third and short coming up, and Unitigo putting together a nice little drive down to the 36 here.
Met the young man last week as I was walking out, and you can just see the fire and determination in that kid's heart about playing football. He's played it all his life, and the Young's family is very well known for their football knowledge and their ability to play the game, and Zach's doing a nice job for him.
Boy, his dad was fired up after that semifinal win
last week.
Third and three here, and they try to run to the right side once again, but it's stuffed down by Colin Carl, Reggie Jimenez, and the rest of the Sydney defense.
Yeah, and they sent him backwards. I know he got his forward motion given to him, so he got about a yard. And it's bringing up fourth down and a long 3 yards for the Spartans. This is really crucial right here.
Yeah, fourth and three here for Unitigo. The ball is at the Sydney 39. This could be the play of the game right here. It's going to be muscle on muscle. Two neighboring schools going head-to-head right here, toe-to-toe in a heavyweight fight. Unitigo needs this first down. They're going to go with a little drop back. Here Smith throws complete to Burnham. First down at the 30. Still on his feet to the 25, to the 20 before he's knocked out of bounds. Huge conversion there for Unitigo.
Nice little play call right there by Frank Microni and the offensive gurus from Unitigo. Really nice play. They thought 3 yards, they're not going to do anything but run the ball. Runs Burnham across the field, and he's wide open. Nice play.
Yeah, Sydney just was bringing the house. And they made a great play, and Burnham was wide open. So first and 10, 9 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 30-21. Sydney on top of Unitigo. Fourth quarter in the Section 4 Class E Football Championship. And now, on first and 10, Smith got tripped up. He did hand it off, and maybe a gain of one. Let's see who the ball carrier was there. Not sure who exactly ran up the middle there for Unitigo. Almost looked like Tyler Jordan.
Yeah, it did. And they did not have a good quarterback running back exchange right there, but they got positive yards.
So here we go. Unitigo driving here with 8:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, they try to run it up the middle here on second and seven, maybe a gain of two, so a third and about five coming up here as they have worked their way down to the 18.
Yeah, and they're definitely in the two-down territory with the way the score is and everything and the time left in the game, plus the fact that you can't punt, you're not going to do anything with that, so they're going to be going for it. They have two downs to get the 6 yards.
So here we go, a third and six. Unitigo with two backs in the backfield. They fake the handoff. They're going to go to the air again. They got a receiver open on the far side. It's Cooper Thayer, touchdown for Unitio. No, they'll say it's incomplete. Oh, my goodness. I think they're going to say he didn't hang on, and Thayer is certainly upset.
Wow, I totally missed that play because I thought he had the ball. That must have been a great play, and I'm going to tell you who it was, folks. Number 10, imagine that. Alex Hoskins on defense over there. Must have just tipped the ball away from the receiver and let the ball fall down, so it's going to be fourth down and six for the Spartans.
He must have just ripped it out of there because Thayer made the catch and was falling out of the back corner of the end zone, and then they said incomplete. Maybe he was juggling.
Right.
Hard to see. It's on the opposite end of the field from where we are. Wow, that looked like a great play and a great catch, but somehow he couldn't hold on, and I would credit the defense there of Hoskins.
Yeah, well, the Unitego fan right in front of me was showing the juggling motion, so I think that's what happened, but we didn't see anything from the officiating crew.
And so now it looks like we're going to have a timeout for Unitego. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score. Sydney, 30. Unitego, 21. 8 minutes to go, fourth quarter here on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly and fun, and there's plenty of parking. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Let's set the scene. 8 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Unitego's on the Sydney 17. They trail by 9, 30-21. A fourth and six here, Tim. This could be the play of the game.
Yeah, it definitely can. And I'll tell you what, if they stop them, if the Warriors stop them, they're not the type of offense that's going to take 8 minutes off the clock. So
right.
Unitego's going to get another opportunity, more than likely, unless they go to the ground and pound with Austin Backus, which has been working so far in the second half.
30-21 the score. This is the play of the game, I'd say, so far right here for Unitego. I know we've said it a few times, but this is it. And it looked like Sydney jumped on the line, or they're going to call it on Unitego. Let's see. The flags are out. Both sides are clapping. And we'll see who this is on officially from the referee here in a minute.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. I think Unitego moved, and it's going to be against Unitego, false start, I believe. But we'll find out here in a second.
So we wait here for the official call. Going to be a false start against the Spartans. Boy, this is going to back them up. A fourth and six all of a sudden turns into a fourth and 11. They're still going to go for it, but it almost forces them to go to the air.
Yeah, well, you know, the last time we thought they were going to run, they threw.
Yeah.
So, you know what? We'll see what they decide to do on this play. Big play.
Well, here we go. This will be a fourth and 11. This backs it up to the 22. They got to get down to right about the 12 or an 11-yard line to have a chance. 10 on the play clock here as Unitego breaks the huddle. 8 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. It's Sydney 30, Unitego 21, the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game. Here's the snap. Smith drops back. He's going to go to the air. Throws it across the middle, and it's incomplete to Dawson Wilsey. The pass was a little behind him, and he just couldn't hold on. Would have been good for a first down.
Yeah, it would have been really, really close to the numbers, but Dawson is down on the play, so let's hope he's okay.
So a turnover on downs for Unitego, and Sydney gets the ball back with 7:58 to go. Wilsey is down on the play. We're going to step away for a quick injury timeout here on CDO.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD sends a special good luck wish this season to the Delhi Bulldogs athletic teams as they compete in their fall sports season. Go Bulldogs! DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office Davis and Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 7:58 to go here in the fourth quarter, live from Ty Cobb Stadium. The Section 4 Class D football championship game with the score Sidney 30, Unitego 21. Dawson Wilsey is down on the field. He just went for a catch on fourth down. Couldn't quite come up with it. He's down on the play for Unitego, so Sidney will get the ball back here about on their own 17-yard line. We'll hope Dawson is okay. Of course, he had some very serious knee injuries last year and somehow was able to be back on the field. They said that he might never play high school sports again, and by baseball season, he was back on the field. So that was great to see, and he's had a heck of a football season. And he is down here at the moment, but I just wanted to take a chance to recognize again some of our special sponsors for tonight's game, including SFCU, Sidney Federal Credit Union, is a proud sponsor of our web stream as well and our game audio archive. You can go back anytime and listen to those games for free. I just wanted to bring this up here tonight. There are several people who are messaging me looking to listen to tonight's game. Our website sometimes does not work well with Apple products, so if people are asking you or you have questions about that, not the best with Apple products right now, so if you can get them to a regular computer, a regular laptop, they'll be able to listen to that. A Droid phone, those will all work on WCDOsports.com. I bring that up just to say I know there's a lot of people right now with 8 minutes left in this game that want to listen who aren't in our radio listening area back home. So if you can get the word out there to those people, that is what will work with our web stream. So, again, some of our other special sponsors here tonight, Neighbors Insurance, Amerigas, Jeff F. Howe's Building Supplies, the Smith Insurance Agency, Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney. Of course, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center. A big thanks to Cork and everybody over there at Chambers. They treat us so well. Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Treats and Eats in Sidney, Echo Brands, of course, in Sidney, Rich's Auto Body of Franklin. Special thanks to the Unitego Touchdown Club and the Sidney Gridiron Club, both wishing both sides good luck here tonight. Butler Auto Sales on Route 7 Riverside in Sidney, also across from the Kmart Plaza in Sidney. That's their second lot. Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, and also RC Sales Service and Towing, Ralphie and the crew over there on Route 7 just outside of Sidney, between Sidney and Unadilla. So Dawson Wilsey still down on the play here, and this is a little more serious than I originally thought it might be.
Yeah, he has sat up, so, you know, it's not something to do with the head, the neck, the back, or anything like that, but they're definitely concentrating on his lower extremities, and like Nate did say, Dawson did have some knee injury history, and you hope it's not re-aggravated that or whatever, but he is up now, and he's kind of walking off on his own power.
That's great to see. The way they helped him up, and he is walking off, nobody helping him or whatever, nobody underneath the shoulders, he's just walking off. So hopefully just some sort of a stinger or maybe some precaution with that knee. There's some times when he takes hits where I'm like, I don't know how his knee doesn't fold back over. You know, he just takes some incredible punishment out there and keeps on going.
And that's just the style of runner he is. I mean, he just keeps his legs moving, and he just won't stop running, and you put yourself in bad spots at times like that.
So we're back underway. Sidney with the ball, and they're going to run it out to the 19-yard line here with Dawson Backus. Two touchdowns tonight for Backus, and he continues to carry the load here as now Sidney leads by 9, 30-21, with 7:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. And maybe it's Jeff Matthews' turn in the Sidney offense to chew some clock.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to do that. Now, I'm not sure if they are going to be able to do that all the way with this drive, but they may just go back to the little passes, you know, to the outside one time or something like that, and then reset the down markers and then start over with the run.
So 30-21. Sidney with the ball here, a second and three. Smith again hands off to Backus. Smart play, bounces left side, 35, 36, still on his feet to the 40. He's at midfield, cuts back to the 45, all the way down to the 41. Looked like he was only going to get about five. Instead, turns into a 30-yard scamper there for Dawson Backus.
Dawson's another tough kid, and he will not go down easily. And you know what? If you go with your arms and try to tackle him, he'll run right through him, and he did just that.
Unbelievable play there for Dawson Backus. And now 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. The Sidney Warriors ahead 30-21, and they can smell a possible championship in their grasp here tonight. A Section 4 Class D championship. Haven't had the 8th seed win in the sectional tournament here in Section 4 since 2003, so they're looking to make some history here tonight. And here is Darren Smith. Again, hands off the back. It's cut to the left side to the 40, down to the 38 before he's brought down by Andy Sheldon and the Unitego defense.
Right, and the key thing here is if you get those 3 yards, just make sure you hang on the ball and stay in bounds, because you want that clock running as much as you can with that two-possession lead.
Again, I said the winner will get the winner of Section 3, which is Dalgeville, who's 8-1, and Onondaga, who's 9-0. They play tomorrow at the Carrier Dome for their sectional championship in Class D. That game is at noon on Time Warner Cable Sports, so you can watch that game on TV if you want to see who either Unitego or Sydney will play next week, and that'll be next Friday that game is, in the regional round up at Cicero North Syracuse High School. Beautiful facility up there. Here's Dawson Backus, runs to the left side, 35, down to the 30, very close to a first down on 2nd and 7. I'd say he got 6 before he's knocked out of bounds. That'll stop the clock. Actually, it's still moving with 5:45 to go.
Yeah, they felt that he was tackled. His motion had stopped. His forward motion had stopped inbounds, so they kept the clock winding.
So here is Sydney on a 3rd and 1. They will say he comes up a yard short. I will say, Tim, we put out a poll on our Twitter account this week, and we said, who you got in this game, Unitego or Sydney? And Unitego was chosen there. Let's see what the percentage was, as I want to pull it up here. 53 to 47%. We had 459 votes, so a lot of people care about this game here tonight. As Backus gets the handoff on 3rd and 1, going to be very close. Morrison brought him down right at the line. I think he's going to have enough to get it, though.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to mark him just past the yardstick, so I think it'll be 1st and 10 for the Warriors at just about the 30-yard line.
So just coming up on 5 minutes to go, they are going to give him the 1st and 10, and if Sydney could punch one in here, hey, we've seen him get all the way down to the goal line and not score, so nothing is a given until you knock it in. But Sydney in good field position here late in this game with 5 minutes to go.
5 minutes to go, and they are in absolutely no hurry. Darren is doing a nice job of managing the play clock. He's taking it down to about 5 seconds before he even starts his cadence.
Sophomore QB Darren Smith showing some poise. And, you know, I was thinking the other day that his coming out party last year really was against Unitego in week two. It was a great game. They hand off to Backus to the left side to the 20 before he's knocked out of bounds. First down here for Sydney as they continue the drive with 4.5 to go. And you know, that was a game that Sydney went up to Unitego, won under the lights, and he had a ton of passing yards that night, over 300, and since then, that's kind of been his M.O.
Yeah, he is, but he's adding to the fact that he runs the ball now.
Yeah.
He's able to move a little bit more in the pocket, which makes him more of a threat, and the thing is when he runs angry.
Yes, he sure does. 1st and 10 here for Sydney. They are at the 18-yard line. They throw over the middle. This one is tipped and almost intercepted by Cooper Thayer. He tried to throw into double coverage, and Unitego was right there to swat it away.
Yeah, it was a real nice play by Cooper Thayer. He almost returned the favor that Alex Hoskins did to him down on the end zone in the third quarter, and almost picked it off and probably would have brought it out for maybe to the 20-yard line, because there was nobody over on that sideline.
Yeah, that was good coverage here by Unitego, and they almost had an interception, but it was just tipped away. Here's 2nd and 10 for Sydney. They're going to hand off to Backus, again, right up the middle to the 15, down to about the 13, and that's the recipe that's working right now for Sydney.
Yeah, the offensive line, we haven't talked about that tonight. The offensive line of the Sydney Warriors is doing a really nice job. The interior guys are really doing a good job moving those two big guys, Dean Reed and Jacob Morrison, off the line. And I'll tell you what, if you can get to that second level, those Sydney backs can do some damage with their athletic ability at that point.
The clock continues to tick down here, 3:45 to go, 3rd and 5 for Sydney. They're on the Unitego 13 going left to right, deep here in this fourth quarter. Smith, again, just killing time, waits for the play clock to get down to about 5, looks over to the sideline, gets one last check, and will hike the ball with 2 on the play clock left, gives it back to Dawson back his far side, and he's going to pick up about 5 on 3rd and 5. And the clock continues to tick down here. Now it stops.
Yeah, it's going to be close. Actually, I do believe Unitego called a timeout. They did. They called a timeout to stop the clock, and Sydney is short. They're going to have a 4th and about a long 2.
So a timeout taken here by Unitego. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 3:23 to go in the fourth. It's Sydney leading Unitego 30-21. We'll be right back.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating at Gilbertsville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night? Call GPH and you get a real local person. That's the GPH difference. They also offer service contracts so you have peace of mind. Call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating today at 783-2289. That's 783-2289. Find them on Facebook or online at gilbertph.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Again, a 9-point lead for Sydney. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Warriors with the ball. It's a 4th and 2. They're going to hand one off the back as he's going to get the 2, cut to the edge, and shoveled out of bounds by the Unitego defense. But he got the 2. He needed it. And he gets the job done.
Right, and now the Warriors are inside the 10-yard line, and it'll be first and goal to go for Sydney with 3 minutes to go.
And the clock is really becoming an enemy now for this Unitego squad. They have just poured their heart and soul into this game to keep it close. But this Sydney offense has just been great tonight, continuing to move the ball in a variety of different ways with all their weapons involved.
Yeah, they definitely have been very, very prolific in the offensive side of the ball tonight.
1st and 5 here for the Warriors. And it's a direct snap again to Backus. Runs to the outside, in for the touchdown, and Sydney scores to make it 36-21, the third TD of the night for Dawson Backus with 3:12 left.
Huge play right there for the Sydney Warriors. That'll put them up 15 at this moment, and they have not missed an extra point tonight when they've gone for them. So, and they always do the gate play, which is going for 2 points rather than trying to kick the ball. So we'll see what they do on this play, and it definitely looks like they're lined up for the gate again.
They will go for the gate, it looks like, with 3:12 to go, and we'll see where the snap goes. This one is snapped, and we're going to have a flag on the play there as it went to back as he tried to hand it off to Finch. It's going to be a false start on Sydney, and so we'll try it all over again here.
From a little further back, so we'll see if they should stick with the gate. Maybe they'll bring Darren back out and run the regular offense.
Oh, there's Darren as he trots back out onto the field. The sophomore quarterback, again, folks, if you haven't seen him in person, well worth the price of admission to come out and catch him either this year or next year. And he's a very fun quarterback to watch for only being a sophomore.
Very, very talented young man.
Here they go. 3 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. They're going to go to the right. They throw a fade up for Hoskins. 2-point conversion is no good. He dropped it. Good coverage there by Cooper Thayer. So the score with 3:12 left is Sydney 36, Unitego 21. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A fresh 36-21 lead for Sydney over Unitego with only 3 minutes and 12 seconds left in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship here, and Sydney now will kick off. And again, we'll see if they decide to go deep or if they go for the little squib kind of onside kick that they like to do. We'll see what they dial up here. Just only 3 minutes left here in this contest. And Finch, again, will kick this one deep. It's going to roll up to 30, down to the 20. And Unitego is going to pick it up there, and they're going to have to try to run it up the left side. And now out of bounds, a big hit there by Sydney and a flag on the play. So about a 15-yard return. And I think you can tack 15 more on for a late hit out of bounds.
I was trying to figure that out because it looked like to me he was running right up the sideline and looked like it was a clean hit, but I guess maybe he had stepped out of bounds and now we have a little extra stuff going on the sideline, on the Sydney Warriors sideline.
I I couldn't tell. It was tough to see if he was in or out. I would disagree on the clean hit part of it, respectfully, Tim. No, I mean, what I meant was in the field of play.
Okay.
I couldn't really tell from where I am. I was saying, like, it was not out of bounds. He was already out of bounds. If he was already out of bounds, then absolutely elite, you know, not a clean hit. But
I thought it was a little high, but they rushed right over. They'll hope that he's okay here. Both sides down on one knee. But, again, from our angle, it was on the far side of the field. It was very hard to see if it was inbounds or not inbounds. I think Unitigo was frustrated at this point. They trail 36-21. Player is up, and it is Nick Carpenter. We'll hope he's okay. He's walking off under his own power, but I'm sure he's seeing some stars right now. That was a big-time hit.
Yeah, he's definitely shaking the cobwebs out right now because he's coming over and getting some high fives from his teammates. You know, wow, you just took a massive hit, and you're still upright.
Yes, and he is upright and appears to be fine. And, boy, that takes a lot of guts to bounce back up from a hit like that.
Yeah.
And Sydney is just laying the lumber here tonight with some great hitting. And they got some guys who are extremely athletic, and they are great on defense.
Yeah, and as Nate said, that is going to add 15 yards onto the play. We'll see what the referee calls. I'm sure it's either a personal foul, potentially, you know, too high of a hit or something like that, or maybe it's just a hit out of bounds. I'm not sure what they're going to call.
And so the ball is not out on the field here at the moment, as they're going to have to bring this out from the sideline. And Sydney is going to start on defense here. Unitigo on offense at the pretty much right on the 50-yard line here at midfield. And Unitigo is going to have to score in a hurry.
Yeah, they've got two possessions that they have to score, and more than likely they're going to score and then kick an onside kick, and they have to recover that and then score again. The conversions are going to be huge.
And so this is a play in the backfield, and nice job here by Tanner Gifford to sniff that out as Unitigo tried to run a little sweep to the far side with Johnny Havens, and Gifford was right there to bring him down.
Tanner Gifford was not fooled on that play. He went right up and made the tackle as Havens was catching the ball.
And so a loss of three on the play. Unitigo's going to have to go to the air. Smith rolls one out to Youngs on the far side. Youngs advances it forward. He's into Unitigo, or Sydney territory, I should say, down to the 48. So this will bring up about a third and seven here for Unitigo.
Yeah, he actually got back, you know, to pretty much the initial line of scrimmage. So we'll see what they can do. They're definitely in four-down territory with this time remaining on the clock.
So a third and 10, actually, for Unitigo. They got to go to the air. They throw to the outside. Here is Seth Burnham. He's going to run it right up the middle. Burnham to the 40, first down, and a little more, down to the 36. So a great job by Burnham.
Nice little wide receiver screen right there by the Unitigo Spartans for the first down yardage. So they move the chains, and the clock stops for a second, but as soon as they're set, they will start back up.
2:08 to go, 36-21, as Unitigo trails Sydney here in the late going. They throw again to the far side for Burnham. He catches it. Hoskins keeps them in bounds, and that's going to keep the clock going here.
Yeah, real
pickup of about three.
Real nice play. I mean, not only did he make the tackle, but like Nate said, he kept him in bounds and kept the clock running.
So the clock continues to be an enemy here of Unitigo with a minute 45 to go. Second and eight. They're in Sydney territory, down to the 35. And Smith is in the shotgun. 17 seniors on this Unitigo team trying to keep their season alive, but the pass is incomplete as they look for Young. And the ball is going to roll out of bounds with a minute and a half to go, third down coming up.
Yeah, that was an interesting play right there because I'm trying to see what they're doing. It looks like they may have said that pass was backwards, and they'll give them the loss of the yardage on the play, so they do. That's huge. It's going to bring it up to fourth down and probably 15 yards to go for the first.
Yeah, fourth down and 15 here for Unitigo. This is pretty much their last gasp here if they can get the first down and keep it going. Smith drops back, and he's flushed out of the pocket to the right side. Smith still on his feet. He's going to heave one up towards the end zone. He has a receiver. It's caught and bobbled and goes out of bounds. As Cooper Thayer had that one, hit him in the hands. Hoskins was in good coverage, though, and he couldn't hold on.
Yeah, Alex Hoskins really did a nice job. He was kind of initially beat, but he didn't give up. He ran right to where the receiver was, and when the receiver looked for the ball, he put his hands up and made him miss the catch.
So a turnover on down. Sydney is going to get it back here with a minute 23 to go, and it will probably be the victory formation, I would assume, here for the Sydney Warriors. looking for their first sectional title since 2006. And, boy, they're going to give this another chance here for Antigo.
I'm curious if this is not a five-downer.
I mean,
I was thinking that, yeah, because they had four on the box on that play. There was no penalty.
There was no penalty. Antigo is somehow getting a fifth down out of this, but Sydney is right there, and they are going to bring down Jared Smith. And whether that was an extra down or not, Sydney is going to get the tackle, and Antigo comes away with nothing.
Yeah, either the box over on the far side was incorrect, and that's what Nate and I are looking at. But it was all for naught there, and the Sydney Warriors with 1:15 left, lead by 15, and are getting the ball. And like Nate said, we're probably going to see the victory formation and the clock run out, and the Sydney Warriors will be Section 4 Class D champion.
They are going to move on to the regional round next week against either Onondaga or Dodgeville. This is the first time an 8 seed has won in Section 4 since 2003. The last team to do it was Antigo against Sydney, so a little vengeance here for the Warriors as Darren Smith takes the knee. An historic moment here. This senior class, you know, they've struggled over the last few years. Section 4 class C and D have been so strong. And this Warriors team has just found a way to get it done. They had such a tough schedule, and they will now improve to 7-3 and be sectional champions and move on to the regional round.
Yeah, and your Section 4 champions are going to have, you know, going into the regional play, will have three losses. And Nate mentioned how tough of a schedule it was. By far, the toughest division that the Warriors played out of this year, you know, with the teams that they had to play. And Green beat them once. Sydney beat Green. Harpersville Athens beat Sydney. Sydney beat Harpersville Athens. They made those victories when it counted. The one thing I do want to say, this trip to the Section 4 Class D Championship, they went through the 1, the 3, and the number 4 seed.
Yes, they did it in dramatic fashion, and the Sydney Warriors are your 2016 Section 4 Class D Champions as the Sydney faithful on the far side of the field here at Ty Cobb Stadium on their feet and standing. The Warriors are going to bring home the plaque. A great season for Antigo comes to a close at 8-2. We'll be back with the post-game show and our final awards. But again, Sydney wins 36-21 and advances to the New York State Tournament. We'll be right back here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you will find quality home furnishings for every room, including sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining rooms, sectionals, and more by makers you know and trust, like Ashley, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and others. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the catalog outlet's in-store sleep setters, where brand name one-sided and two-sided mattresses are featured in every size, style, and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the catalog outlet, offering you the best for less.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. One last time here to Ty Cobb Stadium, Union Endicott High School, as the awards are being given out here, the by Section 4 for the contest. Of course, we'll have our radio awards as well. And the Sydney Warriors win 36-21, and they are the Section 4 Class D football champions. And This is a great win here tonight for the Sydney Warriors. Tim can give us an update here on some of the awards here that were given out here by the section for the game.
Yeah, the Section 4 gives up the awards, the coaches' awards, and actually the offensive player of the game was number 6 for Sydney, Dawson Backus. The defensive player for Unitigo, number 55, Mr. Reed. And the MVP for the Section 4 Class D Championship, number 10, Alex Hoskins of the Sydney Warriors.
All well-deserved awards, and we'll make sure we post those up on Twitter as well for you to take a look at as Unitigo receives their runner-up championship plaque here. And now Sydney, the captains, will come up and get their Section 4 Class D football championship here as the entire team is out kneeling on the 40-yard line to our right. And the whole team will be announced and come up. They each get a medal here that they will come up and get, as well as the championship plaque. This will give us time to go through our final awards here, folks, for the radio. And we'll start off with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Of course, NBT Bank is providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years. Proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Member FDIC. We agreed, Tim, that we want to do a split award here for the offense tonight and give it to Alex Hoskins and Dawson Backus. Backus with 3 TDs, Hoskins with 2 tonight.
Yep, definitely. You know, those two were definitely the mainstay. He had Dawson on the ground and Alex through the air, and two seniors that have just made, you know, history for their long history of football as far as Section 4 goes is going to go on, and it's because of their effort tonight.
Next is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. We'll agree with Section 4 on this one as well and give it to Dean Reed of Unitigo. Several key tackles tonight, as well as that fumble recovery that he ran back 80 yards for a touchdown. Well-deserved award here for Dean.
Yeah, Dean had a really good game. He was a very, very integral part of them stopping the Warriors on the ground inside when they did it in the first half, and then in the second half it got a little iffy, but he did have an 80-yard run for a big guy, and he took it to the house for 6 points in the Spartans' first score.
Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Darren Smith, the Sydney quarterback tonight, we want to give him the All-Purpose Award. Oftentimes, Darren is probably the most important guy on the field. He's delivering the ball to all these great weapons and receivers, and sometimes I feel like we don't recognize him enough. Tonight he gets our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award.
Yeah, Darren's definitely deserving of this. He ran the clock at the end. You know, he did a really good job of managing the game. He also did, you know, some great throws to Alex, to Ethan Finch, and everybody on the Sydney Warriors team did some really fantastic stuff by running the Warriors offense tonight. And you know what? He proved to me that he can throw the ball with touch. All along I said everything he throws is on a line, and I don't know how the Sydney Warrior receivers catch the ball all the time because he does throw it so hard. But two of the passes that he threw down the right sideline tonight, absolutely perfect touch passes just over the defender right to the receiver. Great job, Darren Smith, well-deserving of the award.
It's a tough feeling here tonight on CDO because we're so close to both of these teams. Hats off to Unitigo on a great season at 8-2. You feel for their fans. You feel for this group. They've been here, you know, 3 times in the last 4 years. They've been absolutely unbelievable. They just come up a little short here tonight. On the other side, it's pure elation for Sydney. This program has struggled the last few years. That's what Coach Matthews said in our pregame interview. For a program that has had such great success, of course, the state title back in 2005, state championship there, and again to win in 2006, you know, this is their first Section 4 title in 10 years, and it has to be a good feeling for Coach Matthews and everybody in the Sydney community.
Yeah, and like you said, Nate, the last time they were here, they played Unitigo in the game and lost the game. So, you know, this is definitely a great way for these seniors. Now, and you mentioned the fact that they had struggled the last few years. Well, these kids played 3 years of football, varsity football, most of them, Nate and Backus and Hoskins and...
Yeah.
Gaskin and all these guys. I mean, I can't forget the interior linemen. I mean, because Dawson Backus doesn't run the ball without those guys blocking.
Yep.
You know, and Darren Smith can't throw the ball without those guys blocking for him. So you know what? That offensive line, those big seniors this year, Carl and Germund, I mean, just absolutely fantastic team victory. And, you know, we talked about it earlier. If Sydney doesn't shoot themselves in the foot today so many times,
yeah,
what could that game have been? You know, I mean, I'm glad it ended up the way it did. It was a good game. It was contested very well right until the last 6 minutes of the quarter. But you know what? It's just two rivals going at it all the time, the way they do every year, whether it be the round ball, the football, or the baseball. These kids will see each other two more times in this sports season. So Unis Eagle might get a chance to get it back in basketball, or they might get a chance to get it back. And that's the nice thing about the rivalry. They give and take.
There's always the next contest, the next season, that's mm-hmm. for sure. So Sydney is down to our right in their end zone. They have the mascot out there, the flag. Several parents and friends and family are down around the huddle. Jeff Matthews and the rest of the coaching staff giving some final, you know, just final words of encouragement here. The Warriors are moving on to the New York State Class D regional round. Again, it'll be next Friday night. They'll play either Dodgeville or Onondaga, two very good teams from Section 3. That game is going to be up in Section 3 in Syracuse at Cicero North Syracuse High School. It's a beautiful facility up there. If you're thinking, well, when do they get to the Dome? Folks, they got to get all the way to the state finals to get back to the Dome, and that would still be a couple games away. So the next two rounds for whoever keeps moving on will be at Cicero North Syracuse High School, and then the Dome would be for the state finals. A long way to go, obviously, but just keeping you updated for anybody trying to make some extended travel plans, because I have a feeling there's some listeners out there and online that might be making some trips up here from down south next week. So.
Yeah, I think you're right, Nate, and I'll tell you what, the nice thing is you guys do such a great job at WCDO and make it easy for those people that live in other states to catch these games and everything. And, you know, this is going to be an amazing trip for this Sydney Warrior team up to Cicero North Syracuse next week, and they are going to play a tough competition.
They are.
Onondaga, if I'm not mistaken, is the school that Mike Hart from Michigan came from.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a lot of history there in Dolesville. Everybody from Sydney knows what Dolesville does because that's who we played in the state finals that one year. So
yeah, it's, you know, it's two very good teams to go up against. Onondaga's 9-0 and Dodgeville is 8-1. So they will decide that championship tomorrow. It's at noon and it's on Time Warner Cable. So make sure you check your local listings and see if you have that game tomorrow. You can watch it, and I have a feeling a lot of people from Sydney might be going up. That game is in the Dome. So they'll be going up tomorrow to watch that. So, again, that's our final, 36-21. Sydney wins the 2016 Section 4 Class D Championship. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. He did a great job tonight. Tim, thanks for joining me. I hope you can come next week.
Yeah, I hope so, too, Nate. You know, this has been quite a ride this year. You know, like you said before, the Warriors had struggled early in the year. They had a tough schedule, and they just made it a nice little ending to it. And I'll tell you what, they are definitely a different team. And you said it right off the bat. When they lost to Harpersville Afton at Harpersville, all of a sudden it was like a switch flipped in these kids, and they are really ready to play football.
That
it's
going to
be very, very exciting next week.
Yes, I agree. And so, again, our final, Sydney wins 36-21. We'll see you next week. Make sure you check back to WCDOsports.com this week. We'll be updating you on everything. Check me out on Twitter. That's where you can get the most up-to-date info that I have about matchups, times, locations, everything. Follow me on Twitter at Nate Lull, NateLull. Again, a big thanks to Jim Tomeo back at the CDO Studios. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.